Hello, world. I'm Greg Patton. Stand by. Well, I feel terrible. I've broken Greg Patton's 11th commandment. Thou shalt not whine. Have you done that recently? It's hard to not do it. After 6 months of taking care of grandkids and Max and I every morning, every afternoon, on our way to Forest Park Elementary School. Wow. It's just, you know, God said he wouldn't give you more than you can handle, but aren't there times where you say, really? I think we've done it, Lord. I think we've done. No, we haven't. So what are you saying, Greg? It's all a matter of mind. Going to talk more about this. Proverbs 23:7, as a man, woman, child thinketh in his or her heart. That's what you are, my friend, and your attitude develops your altitude in life. We have no problems. No, we don't. We only have opportunities. So you got to have that little self-talk now and then after you and the Lord get this thing straightened out. It's so important. Blessed just to be alive and another day of serving him. That's what he's given you today. So thank him wholeheartedly. This is the day the Lord hath made. We're to rejoice and be glad in it. And thou shalt not whine. What in the world is going on at the grocery store, everywhere, right? The Fed's expected to do it today. The Federal Reserve began a two-day meeting yesterday, and the economists expect the central bank going to announce a third consecutive three-quarter point rate hike. Oh, boy. We're really moving into the restrictive monetary policy territory now. We're going to be moving, they say, into no man's land. We actually haven't tightened policy this type to fight inflation, that is, since the early 1980s. Are you kidding me? Any number of surprises could come in the Fed's quarterly projections on inflation, the economy, interest rates. Fasten your seatbelts, America. Big warning today from Russia. Alexander Putin said, what? Beware. We have nuclear power, and it's time for the West, the United States of America, to stop playing around there in Ukraine. We're just trying to protect what's... Wait a minute, dummy. Didn't you invade Ukraine? And they have had so many losses, thousands of square miles they have lost in territory and thousands of troops. And everybody that's looking at it said Russia is in trouble in this war. So, I'm going to talk big, says Putin. We could use... That's what he's saying. Nuclear weapons. My, oh, my. It's a new world, isn't it? Oh, this is one that had me start with saying, where's my gun? The Justice Department has charged 47 men and women yesterday for allegedly carrying out the single largest pandemic relief fraud scheme ever. I guess. Feds say that by exploiting a program meant to feed needy Minnesota children, the defendant stole $250 million. Lock him up, throw away the key. Prosecutors say the fraud was committed by a network of individuals connected to the nonprofit Feeding Our Future and was overseen by the nonprofit's founder, Amy Bach. Feeding Our Future was one of a handful of organizations that Minnesota trusted to oversee the distribution of food to children in low-income families during the pandemic. Where's my gun? Instead, prosecutors allege that organization operated a pay-to-play scheme in which individuals submitted fake meal sites, children's names, they raked in government money with fraudulent invoices. How brazen was this fraud? Feds say that one restaurant collected $1.1 million in just a month. What? While claiming they fed 185,000 children. The FBI noted that a typical McDonald's restaurant brings in $2.9 million a year. So rather than help Minnesota children, prosecutors say the stolen funds were spent on cars and guns and real estate purchased in the United States, Turkey, and Kenya. Now get this. While it's the largest pandemic relief fraud case so far, it's not going to be the last, they say. There are 500 different agents working on pandemic fraud cases, and 1,500 individuals have already been charged with defrauding relief programs. Well, it's true. Jeremiah 17:9, man's heart is desperately wicked. Where would we be without Jesus Christ? Man is bad, isn't he? Well, is this kind of a barometer of what the world really thinks of our right-in president? Let's go to the United Kingdom. Let's go back to Monday and the funeral of Queen Elizabeth II and all the people, 2,000 people invited. I don't know how many. It was 100 international leaders in attendance of that thing. And, of course, you know what happened there with Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. They were snubbed. They had to sit in the second row. They couldn't be with the prominent people, the monarchy. There's just something really screwy about that. Anyway, it appears there's more than one shocking seating arrangement, however, during the funeral service. Mail-in President Joe Biden and his wife, First Lady Jill Biden, were provided seats way back in the 14th row. What? Among those 100 international leaders who were in attendance, and by the way, former presidents weren't even invited. That says, they say, what do they think about us anyway? Well, that's another story. The Bidens were the only ones not placed closer to the Queen's casket. Sit back there and be quiet, Joe, in the 14th row. They're America's outcast, the leaders of our nation. My, oh, my. Now on the plus side for Joe Biden, a new record. You've done it, Joey, a new record for the Biden administration. The Biden gang did what in 2022? It's time to have another party, Joe. Maybe on the White House lawn there for all the pro-open borders people. Bring them all in. You've done it. The first time in the history of the United States of America. We have now reported over 2 million illegal immigrant crossings on our southern border. That was broke, by the way, last year's record high of $1.7 million. In other words, after he vowed to address the root causes of mass illegal immigration, what has happened? Appointing his vice president as the border czar, she doesn't know where she is or where she lives. The crisis has become even worse than you can imagine, people. Now, apparently, Kamala's only trip to the southern border, which really wasn't where things were happening, was just a quick trip through El Paso last year, remember? That was not enough to put this thing in perspective. More illegal immigrants are now pouring across the border than at any time in our history. And if you look at any of the pictures, any of the videos, you see a mass number of men versus women. How many of those are super criminals on the streets of the United States of America? Man, we are in big trouble here. It's the new America, a flood of evil, millions crossing the border. And they don't know what to do with them. And they're saying in New York, and they're saying in Chicago, and they're saying in Washington, D.C., you people are humane, you governors, especially there in Texas and Florida, Abbott, DeSantis, you are inhumane sending these people to us. Yeah, how did it work out there in Martha's Vineyard? What an insane group of people they have. They were only there a few hours, and they got them out of the multi-million dollar area of Martha's Vineyard. Doesn't Obama? Yeah, he does. One resident said, this was just fantastic having these people here. It enriched us so much. Are you people out of your ever-loving minds? Oh, dear me. They're just all liars. That's what we're working with today. The father of lies. Let me get off of this horse and on to something else. Well, they do have their problems out in California. There's some kind of thing happening all the time. All the bad stuff seems to start in California and head east. A crew of state workers arrived early one hot summer day to clear dozens of people camped under a dusty overpass near California's capital. The camp residents gathered their tents, coolers, furniture, and shifted less than 100 feet, just went across the street to city-owned land, and they've been there ever since. maybe not much longer. The city of Sacramento is taking a harder line on homeless encampments and is expected to start enforcing a new ban on public camping by the end of this month. My, oh my, California. Homelessness tearing California cities apart, just like the illegals crossing the border. And Democrats are under pressure to fix it all, but they won't. Here's something to pray about. The United States Supreme Court going to be hearing 9 major cases. Don't have time to go into all of them today. Amazingly, some states, believe it or not, protect their animals and their unborn young more than human babies in the womb. That is an absolute fact. And, you know, when I think about these 9 major cases, and last year was a whopper of a year for the Supreme Court, it's going to get busier this session, but I keep going back to the thoughts of Dr. David Jeremiah when Trump was in office, and before that, he said if he got elected and he could get one conservative on the Supreme Court, it would be worth his presidency. And of course, we know that Donald Trump got 3 very conservatives on the Supreme Court. Isn't that something? Yeah, you forget about that kind of stuff now and then. Pray for the United States Supreme Court and their upcoming sessions. Was it really 80 years ago today? America's B-29. Who hasn't heard about that? The Super Fortress, the largest bomber ever used by any nation in World War II, makes its debut flight over Seattle. In medical news, all adults, you're under 65, here's the recommendation from a very powerful health panel released yesterday. All adults under 65 should be screened regularly for anxiety. Whoa. Peloton, that exercise bike company, they announced they got some new rowing machines coming out now. $3,200. Okay. What is this? Stop cooking chicken with NyQuil. The Federal Drug Administration said, it's been a social media challenge out there now. We are so stupid. Stop cooking chicken in NyQuil. I thought this one was interesting. They say something very strange, very spooky going on in Mexico. Like what? Well, they had a 7.4 magnitude earthquake rattling Mexico City on Monday. That was Monday. The same thing happened September 19th as 2 other deadly earthquakes that hit Mexico in 1985 and 2017. What are the odds? They really are unbelievable. The coincidence of the dates of the earthquakes deserves to open some lines there of scientific research. So say Mexico's National Seismological Service. Same earthquake, same date, 3 different times. And finally, here it is. Everything is relative, right? Looking at a house from 1934. It's a famous Sears. Yeah, Sears Fabulous Craftsman Kit Home. 1934, $1,092, beautiful home. Wow, 1934 was the height of the Great Depression. Sure it was. People were fortunate if they just had a roof over their heads. This was great. People were not concerned about a second bathroom or a half bath or some sort of room with a view. Just give me some place to live. Everything is relative. Be thankful for what you have. And finally, who said that? When Joe Biden was about to appear on 60 Minutes, he asked how long the program was. Oh, Tim Allen has taken a lot of flack for that comment. Thousands responding pro and negative. Success. Success is about doing the same tasks that have worked again and again and again, no matter how mundane they are. That's a good point. How many of you can identify with this? I'm sorry, I haven't gotten anything done today. I've been stuck here in the produce department trying to open this stupid plastic bag. I can identify with that one. How about you? And let me jump ahead. Clocks go back on November the 6th. I hope mine goes back to when people had some morals, values, loyalty, appreciation, and some respect. Too much to ask for? And finally, if it's your birthday today, happy birthday. How old? How are we not supposed to ask? Happy anniversary to some of you. congratulations for some other wonderful event that has happened in your life. You have a relative or friend who is sick, hospitalized, maybe critical. We need to be praying. We are unspoken. We don't know who you are. We're praying for you. And certainly every day on my Facebook page, numbers of stories of lost animals. I mean, they have passed on, and what a great loss that will be for you. Things to rejoice in and pray about. We're doing it here at Hello World. What does the Bible say? Life 101. Where's my Bible? Right after this important message. Well, I was thinking just last week, one of the best things you and I can do for one another as friends is to pray for one another. So we started using our Facebook page to contact you and asking you if you would like to be prayed for, and in some instances, something specific. The response was incredible. We have hundreds on the list now. They're all alphabetized. I'm telling you, doesn't get much better when I find out that someone is praying for me. You send me a note via Facebook, or which is the standard way. It is exciting to me. Why don't we pray more? We need to. It's something that really is so simple and so easy. A lot of things you can't do, you can't give, you can't go. Maybe you're bedbound today for whatever reason, but you can pray, can't you? Be a part. Submit your name at Greg Patton on Facebook, and we will be praying for you, my friend. And thank you so much for praying for us. Let me share something to your own detriment. You avoid the enemy in many ways, like he doesn't exist. Satan and his demons exist. One of the real shockers for me is when I was working initially, and boy, this has been years and years ago, against Satan and his demons, many pastors would say, now, don't mention Satan or the demons, if you will, please, in your message. We stopped going to those churches, by the way. What are you talking about? God talks about them all the time. They're real. They're there. They're after you. You need to know what's going on. Have you watched the video yet? Invisible War on the Saints, 36 messages you need to. Demons and you. Discussing about every aspect of your life and how Satan can attack. Don't need to go overboard on it, but you need to know about Satan and his demons and that they're very real in the world and they're attacking you and everything that you care about in the world today. Charles Stanley said, decades ago, that there was an article that appeared in In Touch magazine, that's his magazine, and it mentioned that we need to respect the power of the enemy. And we received all kinds of letters from those confused about that word respect in reference to Satan and his demons. It was used when it comes to his abilities. As believers, you know, God warns us to be on guard against the enemy's tactics. Satan is shrewd. He's going to stop at nothing in order to defeat the body of Christ. He wants to destroy you. It is a war. You are a member of the Lord's army, and there's Satan's army, and they clash 24/7. Read 1 Peter 5, 8 and 9. 2 Corinthians 2:11. As Stanley pointed out, respect in Satan's case involves being aware of Satan's intent and the goal that he has to keep you from fulfilling the will of God as you walk and talk on this old earth. It's not the same respect you would give to the Lord Jesus Christ. Our respect for Almighty God and His Son, Holy Spirit, is one that is awesome in wonder and awesome in love. You must never dismiss the presence of evil in our world as being something harmless or trivial or ineffectual or something you don't talk about or study about or pray about or work on. Nor should we go to the other extreme and give the enemy too much credibility. That's a problem. We cannot seem to keep a very good balance in our Christian walk, no matter what it is. We go overboard for the most part. You know, as long as we live in the physical realm, and you do, wherever you're listening to this program today, we will be subject to spiritual evil. And the solution is not to cower in fear or ignore what the Apostle Paul calls spiritual warfare. Our victory lies in the ability to keep our focus and our hearts, our minds on Jesus Christ. The way to handle Satan's attacks is to claim God's strength as your strength.
the application of the armor of God, and you'll read it there in Ephesians 6, you should read it frequently, is essential to your daily protection. Through it, you're given wisdom and discernment so that you can spot the enemy's assaults against you, and believe me, he is going to assault you. One of the chief goals of Satan is to entice you into taking bypasses around the will of God in your life. Once you apply the steps that, we talked about in the Invisible War in the Saints, discerning his evil intent is going to be much easier for you. Few have done a better job than Neil Anderson's 7 Steps to Freedom in all of this, and there are hundreds of books on Satan and demons and combating the enemy. Don't get too crazy in all of that, my friend. Just remember, by releasing your anxieties and stresses and thoughts of the future to Almighty God, then He is capable of providing for your deepest needs. Things will begin to open up. You want Him to help you in every area of your life. You know, it's our letting go of worries and material things and relationships that we find really fresh hope and peace in the person of Jesus Christ. We desperately need that today. And there was another thing that I was thinking about last night. How often do we find ourselves dropping off into bed at night and not telling God that you love Him? You ought to tell God daily that you love Him. God is not controlled by emotions, but He does have them. Think of Jesus Christ. Was He not crying at Lazarus' tomb, compassionately looking into the face of Mary as she anointed His feet with oil, or rearranging His normal daily plans to meet with the woman at the well? God's love, His deep sense of caring, motivated Him to reach out to others always. That should be our modus operandi as well. The way we reach out to Him is through prayer. And this is your umbilical cord to Almighty God, and it becomes damaged through sin and complacency. Your fellowship with God is really the first thing that suffers. And Satan's intent here is to draw you away from spending time with Christ in prayer. He will do anything to discourage, distract, and cause you to doubt God's goodwill for your life. How do you combat this type of covert activity, especially if you're a busy mom with kids at home? For one, be creative in your prayer time. God knows your daily schedule. Maybe you better do a little better job at time management. I know God's been speaking to me about that one. Ask God to help you organize your day so you can spend time with Him at some point. Rising earlier, maybe. Praying when children are napping or after they go to bed. Simple options, my friend. The heart is the key. God sees your intentions, good or bad. If you're sincere in your desire to be with Him in prayer, He's going to open the door to intimacy between you and His Son. He's going to keep that enemy at bay. That's really good news today.
More good news. Jesus saves, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Have you ever done that? Today is the day. Let's do it. Ask God to forgive you of your sins and invite Jesus Christ into your life today. And finally, for those of you into texting, and I am, but a lot of times things come off just in letters, have no idea. One mom got a hold of her son and says, what does IDK and LY and TTYL mean? He texts back, I don't know, love you, and talk to you later. The mom texts back, it's okay, don't worry about it. I'll ask your sister when she gets home. Oh, we old folks. That's it. Another edition of Hello World News, information and comment every day at this time. Tell a friend about the broadcast. Thank you for being here. It's such a big deal to me. Continue to pray for us. And if you can, support Greg Patton Ministries that brings you Hello World every day at this time. And certainly pray for this radio station. Thank you so much for carrying Hello World every day. It is a big deal to us. Until tomorrow, same time, same place. God bless. Enjoy the remainder of your Wednesday.